Hello everyone, and welcome to this podcast series, A Tales from Two Counties. I'm Charlie Coward, I work for Active Dorset.
And I'm Matt Evans, I work at Active Lincolnshire. And I think over the next, 25 minutes, half an hour, Charlie, we're going to have a little bit of a chat and share our journey with what we've been doing together in the health world.
Yeah, that's right. So half an hour of just chit-chat about how we started our health journeys, where we got to, why we really, Matt, why we started working together, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess if we do half a good job of having a good chat about it, and there's some interesting things, maybe we'll do a few more and share a bit more of it.
Yeah, we can chat about some other topics for the future, more interesting stuff that we might want to cover along the way. But we'll see how we get on today.
Yeah, so what are you thinking for today? Where should we start, Charlie?
So I thought it'd be useful just to chat about kind of who we are, our roles, and active partnership kind of work that we're doing, and probably a little bit about how we started working together to start off with, right? Right.
Yeah.
How Dorset and Lincolnshire partnered up.
Yeah, that'd be good. And I think for anyone who's listening that is maybe just starting out on the journey, they'll probably find they connect with me quite well, because this is the very, very start for me, isn't it? And going back to what is about 10 months ago when we first sort of started conversations, yeah. and I started Active Lincolnshire. Whereas maybe some people that are listening who have maybe a bit more experienced might listen to you a little bit more closely because you've been doing it a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's cool. And I can share where I started as well, when it was all a mystery to me and I felt very lost. So we've all been there. We've all been at the start. Some are just a bit older and a bit greyer now. So a few years of doing it.
I think you looked directly at me then when you said greyer, and I said 10 months. So yeah, cool. Where do you want to start then? What are you thinking? Should we tell everybody about Sport England and where you began with us?
Let's do that. Okay, so we had been doing some work in health for 2-3 years down in Dorset, trying a very different approach than we'd tried before about how do we engage our health system partners in physical activity, how do we get them to talk to us, how do we do work together, how do we stop doing lots of direct delivery, and how do we work in partnership and collaboration, all those sexy terminology that we all use now about whole systems approach, how do we start to do that? And we'd learned quite a lot along the way about kind of over the last 2-3 years of trying to do that. And we thought it's really useful to try and share this with others in a way that isn't just a sort of a report or an evaluation that we might just chuck out there for people to read. But also, I'd been on lots of webinars and things, and they had some great things about what people were doing, but there was never enough there to get under the skin of how they did it, or ask enough questions, or have enough time to really work with the tiny, tiny details about how, what do you say, who do you talk to, when do you do it, what not to do, and all of those really, really tiny bits of learning. So we kind of felt like it was a bit of a mentoring kind of partnership thing, and a longer journey, a longer period of learning together. And we spoke to Sport England about it, and they were really supportive and they thought it was a great idea. And so we put an opportunity out there to work with another active partnership who wanted to work in health and do a bit more. And then you guys applied.
We signed up. We were like, there's this new guy starting who hasn't got a clue about anything to do with health, doesn't know his ICS from his NHS, never mind anything else in between. But yeah, he's going to need some help. So I got probably the best induction possible of a year and a bit's worth of support from somebody who's been doing it for a while. So as much as that sounds like bragging, I think it's been really useful. But I think where we need to do our bit for the country is share how we've gone through your support and finding our way in an area that we knew little about, or me certainly as an officer knew nothing about before I started. So I think it would be fair to say I've cashed in a bit on all those bits of learning that you built up over 3 years, and maybe it's fast tracked a little bit, and maybe by doing this we can help a few others be a bit fast tracked.
Yeah, cool. And that was the whole idea, that's what we hoped. And equally, like, it's really helped us learn from some of the stuff that you guys have been doing that we haven't been doing.
You've got to say that.
Yeah, you can pay me later for that. No, yeah, but it's true. Learning in another place, another system, how it works is really, really useful. So I think it's definitely been a bit of a two-way learning journey for us.
I think one of my first problems was trying to understand the language.
Yeah.
I think everybody will say around acronyms and all that, and I'm still growing a list now, but I guess I'd been appointed because I had a certain set of skills and a confidence in an area I was working in, which we used to be children, young people. And I guess the analogy I'd use is I was writing my right hand. I knew what to write. I knew what the words were, and I could put sentences together. Suddenly in health, it's still the same person, but I'm using my left hand to write with now because I kind of know what I want to say, but I don't really know how to form that argument and that kind of structure. And I definitely didn't know where to start. And I think that's where having that time with you really helped because you were able to say, well, what do you know, Matt? And where are we going? Unfortunately, I didn't know much, so the options were endless. But that kind of support, contact, that kind of somebody else to bounce ideas off, I think was probably what I needed, as in my skills to be confident to go and have a go. But you shared with me at our first meeting what you'd done in sort of cancer, didn't you? And how you'd
Yeah.
map that bit.
Yeah, we shared some examples, and I think having that, because we knew we had more time together, we could break it down, couldn't we? And say that rather than having sort of a day or even 2 hours to tell you everything I knew that was going to help you, or too high level, we could actually sit over a period of months and say, right, okay, let's map it out really slowly. Where are we going to go first? What do you currently know? What do active Lincolnshire currently know? What do your relationships look like now? And then where are the opportunities?
Yeah, so anybody who's listening who hasn't got the luxury of that time and is now just thinking this is two people bragging about this great relationship that they've developed, I would say that is the perfect place to start, is making a list of what those relationships are, who they're with, but then going a little bit further. And we worked with Rock Research, didn't we? And Rebecca comes and observes some of the conversation we have. But one of the maps that she used was on like the hot and cold spotting and kind of going, right, well, that relationship is hot, there's a lot going on there, and that one's a cold one, that's something to work on. And I'm saying that now because something that your mantra that keeps coming across, like, okay, how on earth do we do it? If we know we need to work in, let's pick any area, let's go mental health, we want to work in that area, okay, what are those relationships like now? Where's the hot one, where's the cold one? And something else that you said, you're feeling
You're
nervous.
quoting me now.
I'm
Yeah.
great. Now you talk to me around like the relationships, but the kind of the perception of what our role was in the county. And I guess for other active partnerships starting out, if you can look at a relationship in that example, mental health, and go, they think we do X, or I know that they think we do X, but actually we want to work as a system partner, we want to do something different. That's probably the start, isn't it? And getting that relationship right. Because I think when we look at the people gathered around the table, trying to get engagement with certain people who think we're something that we're not is a lot harder than getting somebody who actually goes, I ain't got any preconceived ideas of who you are. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, I think we all come into that, like I did when I first started. Like Active Dorset had obviously been around. I was new to the Active Dorset, new to Active Partnerships, not worked in that before. I had some health knowledge which helped me along the way, but I was a new person coming in, and there was lots of preconceived ideas or past relationships and history and politics and all of that stuff that's bundled there with the partnerships that I was meeting and the people that had them. But I think we talked about this, Matt, about just going in, and you did this really well in your first few months, as you sort of say, hi, I'm the new guy. This is what I'm trying to do. Can you help me? Are you interested? Can we have a chat about this? I want to find out a bit more. And I think like we try and make it sound really complex, like system mapping and stuff like that. When I talk about system mapping, which is what we kind of did when we started out, and you and I did that together as well, didn't we? About those hot and cold spots and things, where you had relationships or not, where the opportunities were. Really, when I'm talking about system mapping, all I sat down with is some colleagues in our public health team and somebody that worked across public health in our CCG, and had a chat with them. And I said, can you tell me about all the different clinical pathways where you think physical activity would relate? Some of them were super obvious that I already knew, like diabetes and cancer, but some were less obvious to me, like ophthalmology or dermatology. And we chatted about the services they commission as well, so NHS health checks. And we just dotted them all down and we said, here's an opportunity. How do we think we would embed physical activity in those? And it was no more complex than that. It was just creating a little list. And we've called that system mapping. But I think if you boil it down, that's kind of what it is.
Just making a list.
Yeah.
Making a start. Yeah. And I was able to jump ahead of state. I didn't need to have that conversation that you'd had because I was able to go in Dorset. And I'm thinking like the cancer meeting that we had, because for those that don't know, you guys came up, didn't you, and spent a week with us and attended some meetings.
Yeah.
But the cancer meeting, we were able to say, I was speaking to our lead person here and saying, oh, we've got Dorset coming up. They've been doing some work in the cancer pathway. They've identified some areas where physical activity could be put. I'm the new guy. I don't really understand it all, but I'm learning. Would you please be part of the conversation just to see if there's any merit on this? And they went, yes, yeah. Didn't they? And sure enough, we met and there was two of you, me, yeah. Emma, your chief. And then, so what, probably like 6-7 people all sat in a room talking around how physical activity might work in cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said earlier about not knowing the terminology, but during that meeting, you asked loads of questions about them. And I think that was really important as well, is that for anyone starting out, yeah, you feel like you've got to know everything about the health system or all the terminology, but realistically, it moves so fast that even though you might have been doing it a few years, it's always changing. You're always learning something new. So I just think, you know, you went in really open and asked lots of questions, were really curious and say, what do you mean by that? Or what does that mean? Or what's that service? Or how does that work then? To try and find out more, because if you don't ask those questions, and you think, oh, go away later and Google that, then you never really uncover where the opportunities might be. So I think people really value when you're interested in their work, and that builds that genuine relationship that you've kind of got now, haven't you, with those cancer?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Yeah, but I think the from where I'd come from with writing my right hand, now writing my left hand, I was nervous about looking like somebody who didn't know what they were doing and lacking any kind of credibility. And perhaps I think I'm sure there'll be other people that feel like that, but perhaps that was the bit that's holding me back a bit. You know, I didn't have my big boy pants on. I wasn't ready to have a tough conversation because I didn't feel like I knew enough. So it was more my tactic, if you like, whether conscious or not, was, okay, I really want to help cancer and the services that are offered by cancer have physical activity in it, because we know that the benefits are there. We can look at something like moving medicine or the consensus statement. Those kind of resources are there to tell us it's a good idea. So if everybody thinks it's a good idea, it's just about trying to work out how, isn't it, how you move that forward. So my tactic of how I influence that bit of the system was, hands up, yeah, I don't know the system, but I know that cancer would benefit from physical activity, and I know that they've done it somewhere else, Dorset, and let's have a conversation. And I guess that toolkit and armoury we managed to use as well, didn't we, like with the pain management service?
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is something that we could probably dig into a bit more in another, if we do another episode, a bit more about the opportunities, like how would you embed it into clinical pathways? How do you break them down? How do you use some of those national tools that we've got, moving medicine, that sort of thing? We are undefeatable. And how would you use them in a clinical pathway? Because you've got some great examples of that that's already happening in Lincolnshire.
Yeah, good shout. So in terms of learning, and how did you learn about what the ICS is, you know, as an integrated care system? Because I look at it now and I think I've got my head around what an integrated care system is and what an integrated care partnership is and what an integrated care board is. But anyone who's just starting out, there's three things there that sound like they're all the same thing and someone's just misquoted.
Yeah, they do. And also it doesn't help because a lot of areas all call them different things at a different time. They're all emerging at a different pace. So in Dorset, we might have an ICP already and you might not have it yet, but you'll have it in a few months, or someone listening from Sussex will have it called something else. So it doesn't help that way either, because they all work differently. But I think, how did I learn about it? Obviously the first one, chatted to people, asked questions. And I think if you want to be legit, you have to be legitimate. There is a net level of that, like you said, Matt, you have to know some stuff to build that trust that you can work with them. So is having a bit of a base level of knowledge there. So I think chatting to some trusted people, build relationships with those people that you have a bit more of a foundation with, in either in your public health team or in a CCG. But also I use things like the King's Fund. They've got great explainer videos on there. And yeah, the King's Fund, quite simply.
That was a good site to look at, and signing up to their newsletter as well, because they've got podcasts as well. Not that you should like stop listening to us now and go listen to the King's Fund, but maybe
give them a plug.
We're just plugged in. They should be plugging us. But the kind of the approach you took, did you have a closer relationship with your public health guys, do you think, than you did your CCG guys, your clinical commission group guys?
Yeah, I think we did at the start. We'd done more work with our public health team, as probably quite a lot of active partnerships may be listening. It's like that, you know, you'd have commissioned pieces of work maybe with them. It typically probably like, you know, you get to like February and they go, oh, hey, we've got some cash that we need to spend by the end of March. Yeah. I think everybody's probably had that in chunks of work. So we had a bit of a foundation there where we'd done some work before, which I think helped because we had some relationships to go off. And then I formed new relationships with the CCG, really. They hadn't been very long standing from when I joined.
Yeah, and I think we were probably in a similar, I'm assuming we were in a similar place, because we'd had a shared role prior, a couple of years ago, with public health funded role employed by us, I think, or something like that. So there was a connection there. But I think what Rock Research had kind of flagged up was that transactional approach to that relationship. So like you've just said there,
yeah,
here's some cash, how can you use it kind of bit. I think trying to get public health to understand, actually, we want to be working a systems way, not in a delivery way. I think that was quite a key conversation.
Do you think that's been quite hard to shake off as well, Matt? It'll be interesting because you're obviously sort of 12 months in almost. Do you think there's still times where they still see you as that transactional partner?
Yeah, we haven't done enough to communicate that out, that this is where we're at and we've changed. So we're relying on a stakeholder event we put on, a come and meet Dorset, a refresh of the county strategy, as kind of, look, we're talking in a different way here, and we're acting a different way. We're relying on that to kind of get the message across, I think. But one of the best things, which in fact it came from one of your little ideas, was around how we work with One New Lincolnshire and the relationship with them as our, you know, they're obviously commissioned and are delivering, and there's a cloud. Okay, how does the active partnership fit with that commission service? Having that conversation with them and trying to make sure we had a good relationship with them, that's helping us sort of piggyback into understanding what everyone's role is. And then I don't know without asking them, obviously, but I would feel confident when they were talking about us now at One New Lincolnshire, they would be able to talk about us in a different way. So if they're talking to public health, they're not hearing, oh, they're just after some money to deliver something, you know, February handouts, March handouts. I think they would talk about us differently. And that building up that momentum, I think that's probably the long game. But what, 11 months?
Yeah, exactly. And all this stuff takes time. And I think it's really easy to look up and go, oh, God, everything's perfect. But it never is. It's like always a developing thing. Like here now, you know, we were fortunate to have some active ageing money from Sport England, which got us started on this health system work. But we're now at the end of that, and we're trying to negotiate resource and investment into shared posts. So it's always a circular thing. You never kind of, oh, it's perfect, that's all sorted, then we're good forever. It's always maintaining those relationships that takes a lot of energy, and it's a people game, isn't it, like everybody talks about.
I think the sort of a building a narrative and building a conversation about what that narrative is telling people, I think that's a really important thing to do, even if it's not as honest as saying we're just starting in this space, but will you come work with us. I think that's really important. And I think what you said there around kind of looking for that shared resource and those shared posts in the future, that's probably another topic we could talk about, you know, as we work on our proposals and our plans at Active Lincolnshire, and you guys add on there, there's probably some future conversation we could share around how successful our top tips of what to include in that if people subscribe.
I think resource would be a really good one to talk about, because I think it's one that I know when I started, it was scary because I thought, I'm one person. I've got, you know, I was full time. And I and you know, not everybody is that's trying to tackle the beast that is the health system. But even I was daunted about how am I going to do all of this? If it suddenly kicks off, how do I do it all? And how many meetings do I sit in? How many meetings is too many meetings? What's valuable, what isn't? And I think there's loads there we could chat about because we've all been there, haven't we? About how do you manage it? And I think it could be a useful chat about being realistic with your resource.
Well, maybe putting you on the spot, maybe I just push you a little bit on that. How did you decide which meetings were worth sticking in and sticking with?
Yeah,
I can think of three in my mind, which I won't say because but I kind of sat there thinking, should I really be here?
Yeah. And there's been countless ones that I would say the same. Like, is this relevant? Is this the best way I should be spending my time? I think it's really tricky. Ultimately, I think there has to be, after a period of time, and let's say, you know, 3 months, 6 months, the relationship has to feel collaborative. So if you're contributing all the time, but you're not really getting anywhere because there's no support from the other organisation or the other partners in that meeting to, once you've agreed some objectives and say, you know, you say, oh, yeah, that's a priority for us. Yes, we want to do that. Yes, there's an opportunity to do it. And you keep putting the legwork in and they don't. I think that's a point at which there are examples that I can think of that we said, okay, let's not keep trying to push this agenda. Let's just pull back a little bit, go somewhere else, because there always is. The health system's so big that there's always something else, isn't there, that there is energy in, that there are partners who are willing and engaged that you can switch your attention to, and then maybe come back in a few months and say, re-engage. Yeah.
That energy, that's the key bit, because if somebody's listening to this and they're in an active partnership where there is no relationship with anybody in, what examples of you, cancer or mental health, but there is a relationship in maternity services, then start there, isn't it? That's the key message. Start over there and go.
Try something, see how it works.
And I think sometimes when we can sit there in a meeting and be listening, thinking, why am I here? This bit, you know, I've got 10, 15 minutes of this 2-hour session with this particular steering group. Actually, sometimes it's just giving the other people in the room the time to see that you're interested and see that you've got something to bring to the table, isn't it? Because it's the relationship building bit that then links, oh, actually, you know what? I've just thought about, I get you've got to be there, aren't you, to be getting that opportunity, that follow-up conversation or that networking bit.
You do have to. Yeah, you have to put there is definitely an element of sitting in meetings where you feel that 90% of the content, is this relevant? Should I be here? And you have to do a bit of that before you can suss out which are the ones to stay involved in, which are the ones maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah. And if anyone wants a top tip on using that time, I started a glossary on Word. And I was saying they were calling things out that had nothing to do with me. One of them, I've got the whatever the acronym is for your high blood pressure. I don't know what it is now. I couldn't recite it, but I was like, oh, just heard you use that phrase. What does that mean? Okay, punching it in. And I think that it was good learning for me to have stuff that was ready, because now when those meetings come up, I can go open the glossary at the side there and go, oh, that one, right, yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you could sell that.
I could sell it.
Don't give it away for free.
Now, to anyone in an APN, if you want to have my glossary, you're welcome to it.
Have it for free.
You can have it for free. Yeah, it's not War and Peace, definitely not. But I'm just going back really to where we started the conversation around, like, thinking about the terminology, because that is quite intimidating, isn't it? If you're coming into this and the amount of acronyms, and maternity services will use different acronyms to what cancer use. So we've got to kind of learn language in two areas there, aren't we?
And that doesn't help, does it? Because it makes you feel like an imposter if you don't get it.
I definitely have felt like an imposter in this last 10, 11 months. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't, sometimes you, can I, sorry, what does that stand for? What does that mean? It can be really difficult to do that if the meeting's just ploughing on and you're not sure.
But do you think sometimes they like it when you sort of say, oh, sorry, you've just said that?
I do, because I think they don't realise, like, you know, I think we probably do it as well in all of us in APs. If you've got us all in a room, you end up throwing in.
This is what you just said. You just said APs.
There we go. naturalcy, that yeah, that I think we all do it, and because they're so used to it, it's their world and it's, you know, what they do every day.
Yeah, I feel like they've kind of welcomed me asking that question because I'm showing a level of interest. But at the same time, I'm showing a little bit of vulnerability. But underpinning all that, the integrity of I'm coming with a message that physical activity is a good thing and there is enough science and data and insight out there to see it. So let's have the conversation. But again, thinking back to what we've already talked about, I've only gone where there is already a bit of energy. I haven't gone into a cold spot. I've gone into somewhere that's starting. So what's next, Charlie? Where are we going next, do you think, for you guys in Dorset?
For us in Dorset, as in what's next on our sort of plan?
Yeah.
So I think we're starting to think about the whole change with ICP, ICB, and I'm still trying to get my head around what it's going to look like, and I think it's still evolving. So I'm not worrying about not knowing it all. I think that's the other thing, not worrying about not knowing how it's all looking yet, not having a structure for either of those, not quite understanding for us locally where prevention is going to sit yet. And I was a bit nervous about that, but the more I talk to colleagues in our public health team and other people in the CCG, I think they're also waiting for it to all work out. I think nobody quite knows yet. They're all still having internal conversations to work it out. So I think I'm trying not to worry too much about that. I think we spoke about that the other week, actually, didn't we? With your CCG colleagues.
I feel like Lincolnshire's sort of, they've been looking inwardly, trying to sort themselves out with what their structure look like. And I hope I've done enough, like, sort of tapping on the window, kind of, don't forget us, we're just on the outside, but we're here, don't forget us. And I think I've identified a couple of key people, not for me to talk to necessarily, I've got one or two people on my list who I want to make sure I've got that relationship with, but people who our chief exec needs to be having a conversation with to say, remember we're here, people who our director of transformation needs to be sort of saying, oh, where are we? So it's not just one person, but it's an organisation that's got relationships at different levels and saying, hello, still here, still keen with that physical activity message, we're here.
And I think that's important. And that's a great example, isn't it? How when I started this 4 years ago, I was trying to map things, trying to work out who did I need to talk to, who's in what position, CCG or whatever, and reading their, as it was then, STP strategy. Here I am 4 years later, and I'm waiting now to see an ICP to work out who do we need to talk to in the new structure, and there'll be an ICP strategy in September, I believe, for us that I'll need to read, and that at the moment we're trying to influence to make sure physical activity is a part of that strategy and that the narrative is the same as we would, as you know, our local physical activity strategy and national strategy from Sport England uses that same terminology. So that's just like perfect microcosm, isn't it, of how it works. You're just doing it again.
So I guess to summarize what we've talked about, this, I mean, we said we'd talk about where we started. So first place, looking at key relationships and who you've got, what's hot and cold, what do they perceive of you and what you perceive of them, looking for where the energy is in terms of a pathway or pathways that you might be able to do something in and get your physical activity message in. Take your integrity of knowing that the consensus statement and the resources that are out there say this is a good idea. Be humble enough to say, do you know what? I don't know your system and your network, but I'm keen to learn your acronyms and the ways of working. And then finally, when you've got all that kind of started, make sure you're reminding all the time as they evolve their ICS, ICP, ICB, etc., that they know you're still there. And it's not just you as one individual, but it's your whole organisation saying at different levels, at different parts of the system, we've got a connection and we've got a message and we want to work with you. Do you think that sums it up?
I think that sums it up really well. Yeah, I think it is a bit being brave, isn't it? Not worrying about having a perfect project plan. When you start, you don't need a perfect project plan, and you don't need to create this huge aircraft carrier of a plan that you're going to do. Actually, something, start with something small, start with a sailing boat, just go and have some conversations, and try not to worry about formalizing it too much, and then you can work it out as you go a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah,
that sounds very simplistic, but it is, isn't it? You work it out as you go.
Yeah, cool. Well, I hope that's helpful for some people. And I'm sure if we get our heads together and think about some of those topics that we've, maybe when we listen to ourselves back, if we can do
that'll
that.
That'll be a bit cringy, won't it?
But I think we've got some topics to share. And I think, as you said at the top, you know, that relationship with working with other areas that have done it and being able to draw upon that, I think that's something we could probably take responsibility for trying to share out, and maybe if people wanted to make requests of conversations, maybe if they got in touch with either of us, we can do that. Your details are on your website.
they are. But I think we think we can share the nuts and bolts of how we've done some of that, and the good and the bad, what's worked, what hasn't, because I think that's really important. We don't talk about the stuff that doesn't work enough, because we all want to talk about the good stuff, and often when you're invited to speak about stuff, it's always the stuff that's worked, isn't it? So I think some of the stuff we can chat about, Matt, like the resourcing, we can talk about how hard that is, and the history bit that we've picked up earlier, things that we've tried in pathways. We've both got examples, haven't we, where it hasn't worked. Yeah. Plenty to chat about.
Cool. Shall we leave it there for today then?
Let's do that.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you found it useful. And we'll speak to you again soon with some more tales from two counties.